everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd Annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
Nearby futures holding losses more than $2 per hundredweight, with cattle trade remaining firm but well off of morning highs. September corn futures higher. Stock markets were higher as well. The Dow Jones 282 points higher. NASDAQ up 127 points. In live cattle today, limited futures activity has been seen here on Friday, with traders holding on to moderate gains, which developed early in the session. The wide price swings seen earlier in the week have seemed to have subsided as traders tried to find market support at current levels. With August futures hovering just above $100 per hundredweight, while October futures remain near long-term and contract lows under $99 per hundredweight. The focus, though, moving towards the weakness in cash cattle trade. Strong underlying support in beef values over the last couple of days has done very little to spark interest in cash spot month futures activity. Cash cattle trade remains quiet today following sharply lower prices earlier in the week. While box beef cutouts today were higher, up $2 in select and up $1.73 per hundredweight in choice, with moderate to light movement of 57 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, futures have been unable to hold morning losses with limited support. The inability not to only bring additional strong buying back into the complex, but to flirt with lower prices throughout the last 2 hours of trade is weakening the potential for the recent market rally the last couple of days. August and September contracts, though, holding gains of 35 to 37 cents per hundredweight. There still remains a lot of uncertainty as to just how much follow-through pressure will develop over the next few weeks as packers struggle with reduced plant capacity, even though production is being shifted around the country over the last few days. Meanwhile, today in grains, corn led a positive trade day at 4 to 6 cents higher. Soybean trade 4 to 6 cents higher as well, with meal $1 to $2 higher and oil 5 to 15 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was narrowly mixed, with trade looking to see if the spread reversal for KC sticks from Thursday, although the oversold conditions are starting to ease. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.